Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Rabbi Yosef Elimelech ben Yehudis. We're going to be learning the union of Yifas Torah and the Gedr Geirus. It says about Yifas Torah, Balakachta, the Gemara says in Kedushin Chof Beis Amid Aleph, Likuchen Yesh L'Chabal. Rashi explains that this Tfisis Kedushin, Afal Pishai Sa'akum, even though she was a Goya, Sharei Yemenem Isgeres Midait, Shnam Isgeres Midait, and nevertheless, there's still Tfisis Kedushin. Gemara continues, Vei Vesa, you'd bring her, Malamit Shleil Chotzenab Amulchama. That one should not be lochet, pressure her in war. Rashi says lavo aleha. So there's no bia in mulchama. Rashi Tosas asks on Rashi that it's mashim mitoch perush Rashi that b'mulchama is not allowed to have bia with her, even the first bia ad lacha kol ha'maisim that the Torah describes that she does. So frek Tosas that it says in kedushin chaf aleph that Tamar was a bas yifas toar and therefore she was materis la'amna. She wasn't really David's daughter, and if David didn't have bia with Macha, Tamar's mother, until after all the maisim, well, how is she materis la'amnon? Aye, she was achosel me aviv, because if Tamar was lachar kol ha'maisim, her mother is considered a proper gioris. And since her mother is considered a proper gioris, then Amnon is Tamar's sister. Tamar is Amnon's sister, and lekuchin yesh lechapa, and then there's valid kedushin, and she's really her sister, and they're really brother and sister. And yet the Gemara says that they're not. She was materis l'amnon. So Tos has another pshat. He says it's a very shver pshat, but he says that Tamar wasn't bas David b'chlal. She was actually Tamar's mother was pregnant from another man, and then David took her mother. Hakopanim Rashi l'shitaso explains that Gon Moshe Chavroni in his shiurim and kedushin that Rashi l'shitaso isn't bothered by Tos's kasha, because Rashi explains here that since she's it's geres bal korcha, she's like an akum. Rashi writes, "Valf bi shehaisa akum sharei misgeres bal korcha." So the correct gear says, "Valf bi shehi akum, not shehaisa akum, shehi akum." So brings the Tosas Rid b'shem Rashi. So even though she's a goya, because she's misgeres bal korcha, so the pshat is that there's exeres hakasa this kedushin, but the children that are born from her are akum, and they're not misyaches to the father, and therefore Tamar was muteres la'amna. Because her mother was misaberes after Geres Baal Korcha. So this Geres Baal Korcha is the year of this Kedushin, but the child is not misyaches to the father. And so is Mefurish in Rashi there in Kedushin, the Chav Aleph, that Tamara Chosaf Shalom was a Bas Yifas Toar before her mother was misgeres Belev Shalem, and Mamela. She's not the child. Tamar doesn't relate to David, and she's Muteris Lamna. So Shitas Rashi is that Geres Baal Korcha doesn't make you into a Jew. Kedushin, yes, by Yifas Torah, but Jew, no. Tosis asks on Rashi, because they hold that Geres Baal Korcha is Geres. Mixeres HaKosav, and therefore their kasha is, how is Tamar Muteris Lamna? Geres Baal Korcha is Kedr Geres. So we have to understand what the Sharash HaMachlokas of Rashi and Tosis is. Now, L'shitas Rashi, Yesh Lachgor B'din Geiris Baal Korcha Shal Yifas Torah. Is pshat that it's not Geiris at all, it's garnished, and there just happens to be Geiris HaKasav Tfisis Kedushin? Or no, there's a Chalos Miktas Geiris, there's a little bit of a Geiris that's Chal. So it would appear that it's more logical to say that everybody holds that there's at least a Chalos Miktas Geiris when there's Geiris Baal Korcha, because it can't be that she's Tovelis L'Shem Geiris and nothing happens, just there's now Tfisis Kedushin, because what does the Tvila help more than not having Tvila? The Alevadai Chidush HaTorah will be a fast Torah that Geiris Baal Korcha is considered Mixas Geiris, and therefore that's what the Tvila is helpful for, and it's a little bit of Geiris but not enough that the child should be Misyaches to the parent. We just need a Hagdara what this Mixas Geiris is. So it appears as follows, that Begeiris we require Mila Tvila and Kabbalah Mitzvahs. So we have to be Ma'ayin Begeder Kabbalah Mitzvahs. Is Maisa Geiris only Mila and Tvila, and Kabbalah Mitzvahs is not part of the Geiris, but rather if the person is not Makabal Mitzvahs, then they can't be Jewish, because Torah Mitzvahs is Yiddishkeit. So the halicha geiris is milan tvila, and the kabbalah mitzvahs, that's the essence, that's the etzem yadus, but that's not part of the halicha geiris, not part of the geiris process. Or do we say no, that it's correct that vadei afshalaniach jetara mitzvahs are yiddishkeit, And if the ger doesn't want to be makabel, it's like he doesn't want to be mezgayer. Nevertheless, kabbalas hamitzus is part and parcel of the maisa hageris also. And the nafkamina would be where it's not shaykh to have kabbalas hamitzus at all, like a ger kot shemat bilan also al das based in the kot ben yomol. It's not shaykh that he should have kabbalas hamitzus. All he has is milan tefillah. So the question is he become a ger gomer miyad if the milah is not part of the halicha hageris? Or no, do we say since chaser lo kabbalas hamitzus, he's not a ger gomer, ad she yagdil v'yakabel olav all Torah or mitzvahs? So the Shita Mekubetzes, Ksubas Yir Aleph asks, and that the Rav Yosef says in the Gemara that Ger Kod Shemat Bilan also Adaz based in a Megdili Yecholim Limchos, and since Gadla Shah Achas, there's no Mecha, there's no, it can no longer be a Mecha once a little bit of time passed. It's too late, there, the protest has to be that Kod Shemat Bilan also Adaz based, and then when they get older, they could be Mecha, the Mecha has to be immediate. So he says, how can it be immediate? How can your mamash get to the second that the child becomes a gadol that they're mocha? So he brings in the name of the Rishba and the Ritva and the Rashba that they're not geirim and gemurim until they come older, and then they're told the mitzvahs and they're makabel. In other words, once they're told the mitzvahs and they're not mocha, that is considered that they're now becoming Jewish. So we see in the Shita Mekubetzes that milan tefillah b'li kabbalas mitzvahs is miktsas geiris, because he says they're not geirim gemurim until she'achi yagdilu. But there's already a miktsas geiris before. So the Kabbalas HaMitzvahs is part of the Maisa HaGeiris. That in order to finish off the Maisa HaGeiris, the Shita Mekubetzes holds, you need Kabbalas HaMitzvahs when the child becomes of age, a gadol. And with this we can understand the Tosfos Sanhedrin Samaches Amid Beis, the Ibur Maaseh L'Katan, they asked about a Ger Katan Shemat Bilan Osel Das Beis, and that it's a Schus, Ayin Shlichus L'Katan, and so asked Tosfos in Ksubas Yir Aleph, Ksubas, they answered that it's only Geiris Derabbanan. But in Sanhedrin, they didn't want to accept his teretz. And they say that he's considered a Ger, even a Ger Katan, to be Matur and Bibas Yisrael. And it's not because Viesh Kol Cham Lakar Dover Men HaTorah, Pshat is that the Schi of Geiris is not like other Schuyos. That the Bezin Matbilan also, Einem Zochem Ba'avur, El Hu Zochem Ba'atzma Ba'gufu, Shanasa Ger, V'nechaz Tachas Gan V'yashchina. He is Zocha Be'atzmo Begufo, himself, with his guf, that he becomes a ger, and he's Nichnas Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. And that the Gemara has to prove that it's a schus, because the Gemara says he would think it's not because Avde Befkera Nichalei, that's not because Beis Din is doing it for him, but rather, it's because if it wasn't a schus, Beis Din wouldn't get involved. Ein le Beis Din lehismatzea lehachnitz gufo gdover sheyesh lo chova. So Beis Din wouldn't have gotten involved. The only reason they get involved is because it's a schus, but really, who's doing the actual geiris? He's doing the actual geiris. And even though it says Igdil Yecholim Limchos, but Gadlu Sha'achas V'lo Michushu Ani Yecholim Limchos, because the Milan Tefillah is effective, that was done the Gufam, and there's only Chisar in his Kabbalah Samitzis, and Mitoch Shegadlu V'lo Michu, Hainu Kabbalah. So Tosfos Mechadesh, that be'etzem, you could be Megayer or Ger Katan even believe Tam Schus without saying that it's a Schus. Just if it was a Chova, Ein LeBeisin L'Smatzei, Beisin wouldn't have gotten involved to be Megayer. But if they're Megayer, it's a Geiris. So the Geiris of the Beis Din is considered a valid Geiris, and it's Taka Mefurish in the Yerushalmi and Yevamis Perika Arel, that Ben Ish Ein Atamolo Bal Korcho, but the Rabbi Yochanan says, HaKatan Atamolo Bal Korcho. So that geiris of a katan is a proper geiris. Just the Tosfos Sanhedrin is hard to understand, because milan tefillah, for that the mecha is ineffective. Not that it says Igdili Yecholim Limchos, that's because Chaser Kabbalas Mitzvahs. And Kabbalas Mitzvahs, they have to be Makabal on themselves. So if that's the case, but the Milah and the Tefillah, that they already did when they were young, and that's Peseder Gomer. That's a valid Milah and Tefillah. And the only Chisaron is the Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. The only chisaron is the Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. And if he's not a Kabbal Mitzvahs, then he doesn't become Jewish. So the Milah and Tefillah are valid, and we just need Kabbalah and Mitzvahs to finish it off. But then they're not answering their Kasha. They ask the Kasha, how's it Giyores Ketana Mutaris LiYisrael? And they answer that the Tefillah doesn't need the Din of Zechi and Shlichus. The Tefillah is a good Tefillah, just it's we're lacking Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. And therefore it says in Megillah Yicholim Limchos, they cannot be Mekabal Mitzvahs, but on the Tefillah they can't be Mochet. So since the Tefillah is a valid Tefillah, she's Mutaris LiYisrael. But the question is that it's still Shver. How is she mutter LiYisrael? She's not Israelis. She lacks Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. According to Tosis, Kabbalah and Mitzvahs Ma'akev. V'migdila v'lo kiyum v'lo kiblu mitzvahs. So then they have no ksuba and they have no knas, they're not considered Jewish. So then again, we're remaining with us in the Blaib and Tosis Kasha, that how can you marry this katana after tefillah? You still need Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. However, according to the Shita Mekubetzes that we quoted earlier, we can understand. Because we can say that Tosis holds at the Shinku Mekubetzes, and so brings the Rashb in the name of Tosis. What does Shita Mekubetzes say? That there's a Miktas Geiris here. That Ger Kod, not Sheyagdil, have Iraq Miktas Ger, and Sheyagdil, the Kabbal Mitzvahs, Nigmar Gerusa. So already at the beginning there was a little bit of a Geiris, and then when there's Godless, the Geiris is completed. Now the Rambam, in the 12th parak of El Surah Biyah, he writes that Shifcha doesn't have the love of Lotz Tischatein because she's no longer she's Yatzim Mechlal Akum. She's no longer a Goy, even though she's not included in Klal Yisrael. And the Shittas HaRamam is that Geiris Avadim is considered Mixes Geiris, like the Rambam says Lehejim, Perak Yud Gimel Alach Yud Aleph. Veina Eved Tova B'Bela B'Fnei Shloshu B'Yom She Mixes Geirisu. And when he's Mishtachwer, when the Eved is Mishtachwer, he needs Tefila B'Fnei Shloshu B'Yom Shavot Tigamri Geirusu V'Yek Yisrael. We see that the Geiris of Avodim considered a mixes Geiris, and therefore in his Mishtachwer requires Tevila Medai Raisa Ligmar Geiruso. And the gather of mixes Geiris of Avodim is Vor Baram Macham Makoimas, She Yotze Machlal Akum, Ulchal Yisrael Lopa. So Nimtza, that there's a gather of Geiris that he's not an Akum, but he's still not a Jew, he's in the middle ground. He's a no man's land, not a Goy, not a Jew. And therefore in the Shifcha there's no lab of Los Ischatein because she's no longer considered an Akum, even though she's not yet the Israeli. So according to this, we can also understand Tosis. That since Tevila B'li Kabbalas Mitzvahs is Mixas Geiris, she already goes out of being an Akum, and there's no longer a lav of Los Ischatein, and Mutterba, even though she's not yet the Yisraelis. So now we can say that B'yifas Torah, the Torah is Mechadesh, that he can be Megayer Baal Karcha, and it's like a cotton, that it's Tevila B'li Kabbalas Mitzvahs, and therefore it's Mikzas Geiris. And that's the Shita of Rashi. Rashi holds the Chiddush of B'yifas Torah is that it's Geiris Baal Karcha, but it's only Mikzas Geiris. He just argues with the Shita Mekubetzes that we mentioned in Tosin Sanhedrin, that according to the Shita Mekubetzes, even though it's only Miktsas Geiris, nevertheless, there's no longer a lav of Los Ischatein Ban, and she's Muteris. Because there in Ksubis, Giyorish and Isgaira, Ketana, Muteris, like it says there in the Gemara, even Bekatnusa. But she finds Torah, it's Mashman Rashi, that only Bia Rishon is Mutter, Begeiris Baal Korcha. So we have to say that Rashi holds that since it's only Mixes Geiris, heard she still has the din of an akum. Ubegir kod shemat bilin also adas based in Rashi holds that it's a geris gemura, and the reason is that since cotton is not included in mitzvahs, there's no chisaron of kabbalas and mitzvahs. Just like a muberes shen is gaira, so the fetus is considered a ger b'tvila sima l'chud b'li mila. Because it's not Shaykh Mila, it becomes a ger just with Tefillah alone. Mavor Barishonim, Yefamis Menvavam and Beis. So if there can't be Kabbalas mitzvahs, so then it's Geir is Gemur even without Kabbalas mitzvahs. But B'yifas Toyar, the Shaykh ba Kabbalas mitzvahs, there she could be Makabal mitzvahs, there the tefillah is effective to make her mikzas, but there's no Kabbalas mitzvahs, and therefore she's still a Asura Yisrael. And the Shita Mekubetzes will say no, that since it's mixos geirus, yatsa mechlal akum, and the muteris hagiyaris haketana liYisrael. So now we can also say that that is the machlokas between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi holds that betfil l'chud is a mixos geirus, and l'chidish, if you fast Torah, is that you can be megayir ba'al korcho. That you can't be megayir ba'al goy gadol ba'al korcho, we learn from a pasuk like it says Niyavams Memches with Rashi, but a katan yes, it's already considered mixes geirus. A yifas toar, we can be megayir bal korcha, but kabbalas mitzvahs isn't shaykh bal korcha, because she herself has to be makabel, and therefore she's still asura. But Tosis holds that without kabbalas mitzvahs, there's no geirus at all. Because Tosis holds that Kabbalas HaMitzvahs is not part of the Maisa Geirus. Maisa Geirus is Milan Tefillah. And Kabbalas HaMitzvahs is the Etzem Geirus. That if the person doesn't want to be Makabal Mitzvahs, it's like he doesn't want to be Mizgayer. And therefore, since the Torah wasn't Mechadish, since the Torah was Mechadish, they can be Megayer Yafas Torah Baal Korcha. So it must be that it's Gzeirus HaKasuv, it's Geirus Gemur and Gzeirus HaKasuv. So, if it's Baal Korcha, then there's no Kabbalas Mitzvahs. But the Maisa Geirus, they did Beseder. The Maisa Geirus was just Mila and Tefila, and that was Beseder. And the Etzem Geirus is the, not the Maisa, but the Etzem being Jewish is accepting Torah and Mitzvahs. That, Tosfos holds, we can skip by Eifas Torah. And therefore she's Yisraelis Gemura. Mashen Kain Rashi holds that as part of the Geirus process, there needs to be Kabbalas Mitzvahs. And since she is not Makabal Mitzvahs, she lacks in the Maisa Geirus. It's only considered Mixas Geirus, according to Rashi. He's only allowed be a Rishona. But according to Tosfos, it's Geirus Gemura, because the Geirus process is Milan Tefillah. He did Milan Tefillah, and obviously you can skip the Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, which isn't part of the Geirus process, but it's the Etzem. It's the Etzem Hayadus. That can obviously be skipped because you can do it Baal Korcho. But according to Rashi, here you didn't complete the Geirus process because there's no Kabbalas Mitzvahs that you can't force. And therefore it's only Mikzas Geirus. And therefore she's still Asura. Hashem can, according to Tosfos, it's Geirus Gemura. You're just lacking the Etzem Yiddishkeit, and that you can obviously skip because it can be done Baal Korcho. The shayla is l'shitas Rashi. If Astara the Mizgeres Baal Korcha, if somebody else can take her in kedushin, if the kedushin of someone else is tofes, and the suffix is that the Torah is mechadish that a person takes the Astara b'melchama, that he has kedushin achrei Geres Baal Korcha, is the chiddush only that he can be megayir Baal Korcha, but that she has kedushin even though it's only mixes Geres is not a chiddush miyuchad. The misha lakol melchama the kulei alma. Kedushin is tofes and mixes geirus, or no? Since according to Rashi, she still is a din of an akum, calls man that the geirus wasn't concluded. It's a chiddush miyuchad, even that the kedushin is tofes, but it's not going to be lekulei alma. Now in the Gemara in Kedushin of Samaches Amid Beis, we learn that according to the rabbis, there's no tefisas kedushin by nachris from Yifas Torah. It says, "V'achkein tavoi le'al be'alta So afterwards he has beer with her, mechal, that originally there's no tefisas kedushin. If so, according to Rashi, that sees v'achar kach tovei le behalta is la'achar kol ha'maisim v'geris bal korcha, and then it says v'lakachta l'chal li'isha. So therefore we have a yalfusa that only if she wasn't misgayeris at all, there's no tefisas kedushin, but if she was misgayeris bal korcha, like v'yifas tovar, then we don't have a yalfusa that there's no tefisas kedushin. So the only time we would have Geris Bal Korcha would be a Yafas Torah. But by, so you can't have any other Tzir if you get Geris Bal Korcha. By Yafas Torah you do. But by Yafas Torah, conditions Tofes for everybody. Because again, the whole Limud is that after, when she's a Nachris, there's no Tfisis Kedushin. But by Yafas Torah there is. So the whole Limud that a Goy, there's no Tfisis Kedushin, is when there's no Geris at all. But the moment there's mixed geirus, we don't have a limud that there's no kedushin. The only limud that there's no kedushin is a goy gomer. But we don't have a limud for a mixas that there's no tefisas kedushin. So it could be that kedushin is tofis even lacharini. So yesh habe maladaber, but we're just giving some kivunei machshava, and we should be zochem mitzvah Hashem. Lil modu lelamed lishma blast lakaim is called ibrei samu tarasa v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.